What up? It's your boy Lee, and this is Lingering on Air. A Birmingham detective had been arrested for murder after shooting into an unmarked patrol car. Authorities responded to a ShotSpotter call around 11:51 p.m. on Friday at the 3000 block of Pearson Avenue. When they arrived, they located a female suffering from several gunshot wounds. The female was transported to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. She was later pronounced dead at the hospital. The victim had been identified as 43-year-old Kenesha Fuller. According to authorities, 39-year-old Alfreda Fluker shot into an unmarked vehicle. The victim was inside the vehicle with an off-duty police detective. Birmingham police said that the shooting involved a love triangle and is domestic in nature. Alfreda Fluker is a Birmingham police detective who had been with the department for 15 years. She worked with the Birmingham Crime Reduction Team. So, this is just another case of what a love story ends up going wrong. And in this particular case, one person, that is Kenesha Fuller, ended up actually lost her life due to this triangle circle. And I'm like thinking, is this, what the hell? I'm like, really? I'm like, this is like two grown-ass people out here, and they both ended, except one of them is lost their life, the other one is now dead. No, yeah, one lost his life, the other one has been arrested for it. I'm like, really? And it's also got me thinking, who the hell started this? And last time I checked, what were full-grown adults? We're not in high school anymore. And I'm just really done with the petty shit, with what they do, not just here in Alabama, but just like throughout the U.S. And I'm like, really? Really? So right now I'm going to play a clip of the entire thing that happened. I was actually reading from the website. So now I'm about to go ahead and play this short clip about what happened, you know, what happened with the arrest.
Triangle gone wrong. Something that happened very bad this morning. And as chief of police, I wanted to come out and let you know exactly what happened and hopefully put some of your questions and concerns and community concerns to rest. Last night at approximately 11:51 p.m., officers from the West Precinct responded to a ShotSpotter call of several rounds fired in the 3000 block of Pearson Avenue. Officers arrived on scene in Germania Park and discovered a female had been shot inside of a vehicle multiple times. The victim was transported to UAB Hospital with life-threatening injuries, and this morning she's been pronounced deceased. The preliminary investigation revealed that the vehicle that this woman was in is an unmarked Birmingham police car. The victim was inside the car with an off-duty Birmingham police detective. It has been determined that the suspect and shooter was also a Birmingham police detective who was off-duty at the time. It has been established that the motive of the shooting was domestic in nature. At approximately 6:46 this morning, the suspect was taken into custody at her residence on the west side of Birmingham and transported to the Birmingham Police Headquarters for questioning. At this time, she's in our custody and she will be transported to the Jefferson County Jail, where she will be booked on multiple charges, with the most serious being murder. The suspect has been identified as Detective Alfreda Fluker, F-L-U-K-E-R, 39 years of age. She's a female, and she's been with the Birmingham Police Department for 15 years and was assigned to the Birmingham Police Department's crime reduction team. Considering this involves one of our officers, we've contacted the Alabama Law Enforcement Investigation Bureau, who will be conducting an extensive investigation and following up on our detective's findings so far. We've spent all of this night tracking down everything that we possibly could on this case, making sure that we had all of the evidence, secured the scene, and we were tracking the right person and bringing the right person in custody. And unfortunately, we follow every protocol to make sure that we're doing everything the right way. And even when it leads to one of our own, we're going to make the tough call and we're going to take the right actions. I'll open up for any questions you might have.
So you heard the clip of what they, you know, stating about the incident that happened in Birmingham. So let that be a lesson to everyone. Please do not get yourself in a love triangle, because things like what just happened to that poor woman, Kenesha Fluker, can happen to you as well. So, and like I said, we're all adults. We're not in high school no more. So this love triangle thing, that just don't fly at all. So, but that's all I have for today. Thank you for listening to Legally on the Air, and I'll see you in the next episode.